This is John Williams. Elif just handed me a sheet of paper to introduce my guest. She's found someone to talk to us a little bit more about this bomb, which we've exploded in Afghanistan. Air warfare reporter at military.com. It's Oriana. Oriana, how do you pronounce your last name?
Pollock.
Pollock, I apologize for the lousy introduction. I was just handed this sheet of paper. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me a little bit about what you know or what I should know about this ordnance that was exploded in Afghanistan.
Sure. So we dropped the GBU-43. It's called a MOAB, referred to as the mother of all bombs, but really it stands for the Massive Ordnance Air Blast Bomb. We dropped that today in Afghanistan in Nangarhar province, which borders Pakistan. And it's the first time we've ever used this bomb in combat, even though we've tested it previously in 2003, but never used it.
Tested it in 2003, so we know what it does. What does it do?
So it's meant to take out surface in a surface that is medium or soft. In this instance, we used it against ISIS that they were seen to be in this cave area, and that was meant to say, "Hey, here's our presence here. We've used this as a deterrent, and also just something that we don't want you to stay in this province."
So it's a sort of a demonstration of force?
Yeah, absolutely.
But I presume it's also used to accomplish something. What does it do on the ground? And is it exploded above and sends a shockwave down, or does it hit the ground and blow up?
So it would hit the ground being a massive ordnance air blast. It would hit the ground, like I said, soft to medium surface area. In this case, we took out some caves that ISIS, the faction in Afghanistan, was using, and it did send some shockwaves.
Yeah, shockwaves, and then I guess just make a huge hole, and hopefully if you hit the right spot, it disrupts that tunnel network they had or whatever, huh?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Would it ever be used? Is it anticipated to be used on civilians, or not civilians, but on humans? Like if there was an army staged on the front, would you drop it there, and what sort of damage would it do then?
So it would kill individuals in the vicinity, but in this instance, the officials in Afghanistan who deployed the weapon said that they avoided civilian casualties before they dropped the bomb out of an Air Force MC-130 Special Operations aircraft, which keeps the weapon inside a weapons cradle, and it takes the bomb out and deploys it. It has controllable fins that can guide the bomb, and it can hit something within 8 meters of the blast site.
Have you read anything or heard anything about how accurate the drop was then?
As of right now, they're still assessing what the impact was in this instance, but it has Sean Spicer, the White House correspondent, says today it was effective, and as did President Donald Trump came out and said it intended to hit ISIS in this area, and it was effective.
Hmm. Do you know much about how the decision is made to use this? Is this completely a military decision, or does the president have to sign off on the using of the mother of all bombs?
So in this instance, the president has given the military a little bit more leeway in this instance, and the president does not need to sign off on any kind of kinetic strike. That could be anything from a drone deploying Hellfires to something in this instance as the mother of all bombs. In the last few weeks, we've actually seen President Trump give more authority to the military to use more kinetic strikes. And that has actually been in place for the last year and a half, even with the Obama administration. So it wouldn't necessarily need a sign-off from the president, and in this case, it did not.
We're all kind of, you know, marveling at the... I've seen pictures of it. We're marveling at the size of it, the weight of it, 22,000 pounds, and maybe the destructive force. Are we making too much out of that? Like, if we had dropped 2,000 bombs, I don't think I'd be worried about it or talking about it. Just give me some perspective, I guess, on this.
So we have B-52 bombers in the area conducting strikes against ISIS in Syria and Iraq, for example. And that's an aircraft that can hold over 70,000 pounds of bombs, varying from GPS-guided or other variants of bombs. So there could have been an instance of which we used that. However, we didn't. We chose to go with the singular bomb that we haven't used in combat before, because when you do use a multitude of munitions, like for example in the B-52, that's very expensive to drop that many bombs, and especially during a time when the U.S. has gone through it's needing to replenish its bomb stock because it's actually in short supply.
Okay, one last thing about this, though. It does seem to be not surprising that the president, who said, "I'll show them, we're tough, we're strong," and is all about projecting strength, would choose to use this weapon over more conventional size weapons as a show of force, as a show of strength or resolve, say. I don't know if you have any comment on that, but I wonder if the use of this weapon is reflective of that.
Absolutely. I mean, in the last week, we have seen the Trump administration conduct Tomahawk cruise missile strikes in Syria against the Assad regime at the airbase. And just a week later, we have deployed this bomb that has never been used in combat before. Again, it was just tested in 2003 to be a deterrent to Saddam Hussein at the time. But now we've actually used it. There has been a week's worth of military might in this instance from the Trump administration, so it's meant to send a signal.
But this doesn't mean that we're ramping up a campaign or making greater, inroads into Afghanistan, does it?
Well, we've been ramping up in Afghanistan for the last year and a half or so, but primarily from the air. Even though we have curtailed the number of troops on the ground from 10,000 to 8,000, we have been conducting an air war there for the last 15 years, absolutely. We have used F-16s to MQ-1 Reaper drones, and that's going on every single day. That has not stopped. So the ramp-up, you can view how many weapons we release via Air Force's Central Command, and we have been working in Afghanistan for quite some time. So this doesn't indicate necessarily a ramp-up, considering we've been there, and we have been conducting kinetic strikes within the last year and a half more so.
Understood. Arianna Pollack, thank you for your time. Reporter at military.com, air warfare expert. We sure appreciate your time this afternoon.
Thanks for having me.